Welcome to a podcast of It's Focus Management, Not Time Management, Strategies and Habits That Lead to Productive Writing, presented by William Ware, Jr. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
Welcome. Thank you for coming. This is It's Focus Management, Not Time Management, Strategies and Habits That Lead to Productive Writing. My name is William Ware. I work at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. I work in the university library. We work in a team environment, and I am the team leader for access services. And my team is responsible for circulation, reserves, interlibrary loan, document delivery, book stacks management, the mailroom, building security, and starting July 1, I get the reference desk as well. So part of my interest in this has grown out of how do you get long-term projects done given day-to-day realities. The other piece of this for me comes from, I will tell you, I am challenged. I'm challenged by procrastination, disorganization, completion. I have a life mentor. And I've actually been mentored for, I think, 23 years. And this guy is really good because he doesn't say you, because I can't hear that when somebody says you do the following. You are this or you do that. But I can hear I or we. And he says, we are very good at starting, but we're not very good at finishing, are we? You're right. I've noticed in the literature that I read that people seem to come from two places. They'll come from a place of success, and they want to share that success, or very often in what I call self-help for professionals, all these books about success and motivation and writing and academic writing and getting tenure and all of that literature, people often come from a place of failure. So my interest in time management and how I manage myself comes from a place of failure. And so I am not a teacher of time management. I am a student of time management. So, and then the only other thing I want to say up front is it would be easy to go through and read the literature and pick out all the interesting things and report them to you. Everything that I'm going to report to you today are things that I practice. These are things that I do day in and day out and I believe work for me. So here's the bad news. I don't think there is any such thing as time management, meaning I can't manage time. We all get 24 hours. There's no negotiation about that. I can't, store it away for tomorrow. I can't say, tomorrow's a busy day, I need 36 hours. Sunday's light, I can have 18. We all have 24. There's no, stockpiling either. And though I say there's no such thing as time management, I use the term just like everyone else does. So I'm not opposed to it. But what I found is I like this term because it suggests I'm going to manage my focus. And since writing up this proposal, I like this one even better. Priority management. I've also found in the literature energy management, self-management, me management. So I want to talk about two sort of overarching things up front before I move on, two ideas. One is work every day, and the second one is taking a time inventory. To write, I must have a big block of time. Old idea. How many of you are familiar with the work of Robert Boyce? Yeah, there's some references to it yesterday. This is really a commonly held idea, I think, by academics, that I need a big block of time to get this work done. How about this phrase? Does this ring a bell? Constancy and moderation? This also comes from Robert Boyce. This is what he proposes for a work model. Robert Boyce is the author, many articles, but he's the author of Advice for New Faculty Members, and he studied faculty. He studied what he calls quick starters or exemplars, people that do very well in higher education, and those of us who struggle. And what he did is he compared those who wrote on a daily basis or found that these people that work in constancy and moderation. And he compared them to binge writers, people who save all their writing for spring break or the summer or something like that. And what he found over time was people who write every day or work every day in moderation produce more, publish more, And he also found, to some extent, they tend to be happier.
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.